Black Trump supporter criticizes Biden for disrupting black community. By Elizabeth Weibel on April 12, 2024. A black woman who was captured on video Wednesday praising and hugging former President Donald Trump at a Chick-fil-A in Atlanta, Georgia, criticized President Joe Biden for disrupting and oppressing the black community. During an interview on Fox and Friends with host Lawrence Jones, Conserve the Culture founder Michaela Montgomery explained that people in the black community find Trump relatable and see him as someone who is talking to them compared to Biden. Watch, Trump makes surprise visit to Atlanta Chick-fil-A, orders 30 milkshakes. The interview with Montgomery comes after she was captured on video on Wednesday, telling Trump that he did much better than Biden did regarding the topic of funding historically black colleges and universities, HBCUs. Montgomery also informed Trump during his visit, "I don't care what the media tells you, Mr. Trump. We support you." The general consensus, or social media, would have you thinking that if President Trump were to show up to the HBCU campuses, or walk around the AUC community, that like some angry mob would form or a riot would ensue and that he would not be welcome, Montgomery explained. And clearly, the sentiment in that room the other day was the complete opposite. Montgomery continued to add that the atmosphere at the Chick-fil-A was full of people welcoming Trump and showing up to support him. "He was very welcome. People were excited to see him, people showed up in support of him," Montgomery explained. And people, of course, were from all four institutions within the AUC, the local HBCU community in Atlanta. And they all showed up in support of him. So, it's actually kind of crazy to see people in an uproar when all four institutions were legitimately represented and all four institutions were represented by CID students who wanted to support President Trump. While at the Chick-fil-A, Trump ordered 30 milkshakes and chicken for customers in the store. When asked what it was about Trump that drew many young black Americans to him, Montgomery explained that Trump was seen as being honest and someone who is telling them what it is rather than seeing him as a snake in the grass waiting for his chance to bite. Upon being asked to share what Biden has done for the black community, Montgomery blasted Biden for trying to oppress the black community during his time as a U.S. senator and bringing disruption to the community. "Well, he locked up a lot of people that look like me," Montgomery explained. "And they're still sitting in jail waiting for justice, an appeal of some sort. So, when it comes to what Joe Biden has done for black America, if we look specifically at his record as a senator, it wasn't something that benefited us at all. If anything, one could argue that he dedicated his entire senatorial career to disrupting the way of life for black people. He didn't want black kids going to the same school as his kids. He didn't want black people walking on the sidewalk along with his mother and grandmother." Montgomery's interview comes as a recent poll from the Wall Street Journal shows that Trump's support among black men and women has almost doubled since the 2020 presidential election. Roughly 31% of black men expressed support for Trump, up from 12% in 2020. Meanwhile, 11% of black women expressed that they would vote for Trump, up from 6% in 2020.